David, your thoughts on today's 6-0 win here at Windsor Park?
Took us to at least half time to, I didn't say get the grips of the game, because I thought we were so dominant in the first half without sort of creating that golden chance to go and score. I think Kirk maybe missed their best chance in the first half, but you know, credit the players, they kept playing the right way in the right manner, which we expect and we want. It was probably a similar 45 that we played Dungannon here a number of weeks ago. Took us a little bit longer to break them down, but once we got the first goal, the big goal, then it changes the complexion of the game. And I think again, when we got the first goal through Andy today, then you know, the door was open for us to go and score another few, which thankfully we did.
Andrew Waterworth, what can you say? 4 goals. I mean, classic centre forward Gary Lineker, Ian Rush, you name it. He's our equivalent of those type of boys, isn't he?
Yeah. Again, Andy's Johnny on the spot, and without sort of preaching about what we talk about with Andy and say, I think Andy's all round game's improved certainly in the last 2-3 years. He sort of had to change it with you know, the pace that Andy used to always have. The older he gets, it sort of changed, and credit to Andy, because he's always in the round and he scored some big goals for us, big goals. And again, the first goal, even as scruffy as it sort of looked and it seemed, it was a huge goal for us today, because it gave us then the impetus and the platform then to go and score a few more goals. So say, Andy's been a fantastic servant and a fantastic player for the club, and he keeps delivering, scoring big goals.
Patience was the key, but there were second half all round good performances. Jordan Stewart, Navid, you know, all round the pitch there were, you know, excellent individual performances second half once we got that breakthrough.
I thought there was good performance in the first half, even though we didn't go in winning or with a half time lead. I thought there was still good solid performances. We didn't have the clinical moments, the crucial moments in the first half, but what we did get in the second half was a wee bit more probably a wee bit more streetwise, where to leave passes, where to make our runs to. And I say, Andy getting the first goal, Jordan getting the second goal, then give us probably a wee bit of breathing space, a little bit of quality then showed, and some of the, you know, fantastic finish by Nav, Andy's header at the back post. I love the last one, a wee bit of cleverness with Stevie Fallon's pass, something that we talked about. You know, how do you break a stubborn defence down? A little bit of brightness and a wee bit of cleverness, and Stevie Fallon gives that. And again, Andy does what Andy does, puts it in the back of the net.
It's just great being back playing again after so long off, isn't it?
It is. And again, maybe sort of the first half performance sort of suggested that we probably hadn't played for a number of weeks, even though I thought we were still dominant in possession. But again, you're sort of scratching your head, sort of thinking, if we had to get the first goal like we talked about after the Dungannon game, then the game changes. When the game's 1-0, you know, they have to be more open, they have to come out a little bit. And when we started picking Warren Point off today, it looked as if when we did attack, we were always creating good opportunities.
Cliftonville on Tuesday, massive Belfast derby game, tough venue. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, always a tough venue. They should have the advantage with not having the game off today. We're going into the game, and as you've seen today, we're probably short of 2 or 3 bodies for varying different reasons, but again, they should be fresh going into the game. It's always a tough place to play, but it's a game certainly where we are at the minute, you know, top of the league, that we should relish and go and enjoy.
All the best for shooting tonight, David.
Cheers, Andy.